Our guest at the cafe this morning is Judy Rudolph of Commerce, and Judy's involved in all kinds of things, especially charitable things, and we're going to be talking with her right now about the Super Bowl of Caring that is taking place in Commerce on Saturday. Judy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you,
great,
John Mark?
Great. And Judy's also a big supporter of the program, and in particular, our thought for the day. And Judy, you may have heard the thought for the day today from Roger Staubach. There is no traffic jam on the extra mile. That's a pretty good one, isn't it?
Oh, yes. That is a wonderful one.
That's not bad. Roger's pretty good. All right. So the Super Bowl of Caring. And this has gone on for quite some time as an activity of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, but I have learned it's really a national event, and this goes on all over the country, and I didn't realize the extent to which this is a national event.
Yes, it is. We've been doing it at least for the last 10 years under the supervision of Angela Roberts, but it is a national event, and it ties in the Super Bowl football event with the Super Bowl of Caring. It grew out of a prayer by a youth who prayed that for people who didn't really have a pot to put a bowl of soup in. Mm-hmm. And although it may be organized by adults, it is driven by youth, and it is national.
Mm-hmm. They've raised over $163 million for hunger relief over the years. Yeah, $163 million.
I didn't know that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Last year, a number of churches were involved with it, and it moved away from First United Methodist Church, the physical location, and went to A.C. Williams. And, of course, since last year, the whole coronavirus thing has come up. And so it's going to be done differently yet again this year. And it's sort of a drop-off type of activity. So why don't you describe the activity on Saturday that'll be taking place?
Thank you. We were talking at our serve team meeting about how we could do more than just encourage people to contribute. And we came up with the idea of a canned soup drive. And since Angela has been involved so many years, we called to see how we could flesh this out. And she came up with the idea of having a drive-by drop-off of canned soup. And she also thought we should perhaps focus on the third food bank here in Commerce, the Lions Food Pantry on the campus. So as we fleshed out this idea, we decided we would schedule a drive-by drop-off at curbside outside of Mugs. It is such a well-known site, I don't think anybody will have trouble finding mm-hmm. it. And it would last from 11 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon, and people could just roll down their window and drop off their donation to volunteers both from our church and also from the Lion Food Pantry. That way, if the weather's a little nippy, you don't have to get out of your car.
Yeah. We're talking with Judy Rudolph, and Judy is representing the Super Bowl of Caring, which, as she just said, will be taking place more or less as a drop-off event for a canned soup. And this will be at Mugs in downtown Commerce from 11 to 1 on Saturday. Angela Roberts is who you were referring to a moment ago, who's just, you know, remarkable in all the things that she's involved in Commerce.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah, I think you'd already mentioned her last name, too, earlier. So you all raised about $2,000 in contributions last year for providing food for needy people.
Yes, we sure did. Yeah. And I was talking with Kathy Giles, whose office oversees the food pantry, and I would like to challenge Commerce to donate twice the number of the football Super Bowl. It's 55, I'm hoping that Commerce will drive by and drop off 110 cans of soup this Saturday.
I bet you can. I think that sounds like a very, very makeable goal. That's perfectly reasonable. Yeah. 110 cans.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable. I think you might do even better than that.
You can donate any kind of food that you would like at other times, but we're specifically dropping off soup this time.
Okay. And again, that'll be from 11 to 1 on Saturday outside of Mugs in downtown Commerce. Judy, you have a pick for the game on Sunday? Who's your pick for the game?
I don't know. I do like Patrick Mahomes, but
do you?
It would be a wonderful way for Tom Brady to perhaps say goodbye to football. So I'm torn right now.
I understand. Either way, you'll be happy with it. Judy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Judy Rudolph with the Super Bowl of Caring, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9.